It's great to be with you today. It's a privilege for me now to minister here with you in the Silicon Valley. Which is something that I've been doing now since just about 18 months ago, so we're kind of new here. And we came from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm really glad to be here and not in Phoenix, Arizona right now. If you've been looking at the weather forecast, it's been about 108, 110, 112 in Phoenix,
Arizona.
In fact, when we went there, I was surprised that God was going to keep us. We went just to help a church for 4 months, and we were going to leave. But God kept us, and so we ended up staying for 7 years. That's 7 summers. And we learned firsthand the reason that Dr. DeHaan did not want to come, or actually J. Vernon McGee did not want to come to Bethany Bible Church. Have you heard the name J. Vernon McGee before? Radio Bible Hour that preaches on the radio. Well, many years ago, this church in Phoenix called him and asked him if he would come and be their pastor. The same church that I pastored for 7 years. And years ago, when they called and asked him if he would be their first pastor, he said there are 3 reasons I would not come to Phoenix, Arizona and be your pastor. June, July, and August. And if you live there, you know that you don't want to live there during June, July, or August. Actually, you'd rather not live there in May, June, July, August, September, October either. So we are really glad to be here in the ministry with you. And I've now been the pastor here at Bridges Community Church for 18 months. Well, we're going to look together at God's Word. If you have your Bible, would you open it with me, please, to Colossians chapter 4. And Shimon's going to read for us Colossians 4, verses
2 to 6. 你们要恒切祷告在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告求神给我们开传道的门，所以能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。 你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道怎样回答个人。好。Well,
as you can see, this passage focuses on Paul's desire to have an impact on the world around him.
所以你们可以看到这边的经文是讲到保罗，他要怎么样用这些经文来告诉世界各地的人。He,
like us, lived in a city that was filled with people who did not have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
他想要自己做一个例子，在一个大的city里面，大城市里面，然后周围都是一些没有信主的人。And
you may be one of those individuals who's here today, and we're glad you're here.
我们中间可能也有这样子的人。
And there are many outside of the church here who don't have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And I've learned that as a pastor, our focus on helping people have a relationship with Christ can be difficult.
我做一个牧师，我知道，要，I forgot what to say.
It's okay, you can say whatever you want. I'm sure it'll be fine.
他是说很困难，要把这个福音传出去是一件很困难的工作。And
as even a pastor, I found that in my early days of ministry, I oftentimes focused on believers more than I focused on unbelievers.
在我刚开始做牧师的时候，我常常把我的焦点集中在已经是基督徒的人上，反而是没有信主的人，我不太注意。
And if you're not familiar with that term, unbeliever, an unbeliever is somebody who does not have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
不是信主的人, 这个字意思就是说他没有任何的关系,
They've not yet come to understand that Jesus is God's Son and He came into the world to give His life for us as sinners.
他们还没有这个机会能够了解这个基督耶稣的真正的意义, 不了解基督耶稣为我们死的真正的意义。
And so in my early days of ministry, I focused more on believers than I focused on unbelievers.
所以在一开始我在开始传道的做牧师的时候, 我把我的目标放在基督徒的身上,而不是非基督徒的身上。
Because my focus was on words similar to the words that Paul used with Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2.
因为那个时候我集中的这个焦点是在 提摩太后书第四章第二节,你们要恒切祷告。
And this is what it says, and you can see it on the screen as well. Go ahead and read that, Jim.
勿要传道，无论得失不得失，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐。这样的教训责备人、警戒人、劝勉人，是传道这两个字。
And you can see there that the focus is on God's word as it should be.
你可以看到，这个字事实上是我集中的一个焦点，并没有错。我要传道。
And the focus is on preaching His word.
我要传讲他的话语。
And helping those who are believers come to become more like Jesus Christ.
我要帮助那些已经认识基督的人，使他们更像耶稣基督，更能够相信耶稣基督。By
applying His word.
应用把他的话语能够更多传给他们。Through
careful instruction.
经过小心的这些在主日的教导。
By the way, did you just see that computer glitch on the screen?
你刚刚是不是有看到我们的,
Someday our computers will be perfect.
但有些时候电脑是,
but not yet.
是完美的, 但是并不是美,
but don't let the computer distract you from what this is saying.
但是希望你们不要被分心,
And what Paul is saying to Timothy is, you need to help believers grow to become like Christ.
保罗跟提摩太讲到说，你要帮助那些已经信主的人，让他更像主耶稣。
And that was the focus of my first years of ministry.
这是我第一年刚开始做牧师的时候的一个集中的一个焦点。
But what I didn't see was found three verses later.
但是有一点我没有看到，很遗憾，是在提摩太后书四章五节所记载的，我并没有看到那个那一段。
Chapter 4 and verse 5.
提摩太后书第四章第五节。
And this is what it says.
你们要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。这边的传道是指传福音的意思。
So here Paul says in the same section, I want you to do the work of an evangelist.
所以在保罗书信这边特别讲到说，我要你们去做一个传福音的人。
I want you to help people who are outside my family come to know me, Jesus, as my Savior, as their Savior.
我要你们在这些不信的人当中来知道说，他们还没有相信，他们我要他们知道他们是我，基督耶稣是我们的救主。
So Paul's instructions to Timothy were both.
所以保罗给提摩太的教导有两点。I
want you to focus on helping believers grow in their faith.
第一个，你要帮助已经信主的人，要让他们的信仰能够成长。And
I want you to focus on helping unbelievers come to faith in Jesus Christ.
更重要的是，也要帮助那些还没有信主的人，能够来到主的面前，能够认识主。
Now, as I've come here to the Silicon Valley at Bridges Community Church,
就像我来到这个地方，我们来到西谷硅谷，来到这个教会。
My desire is to keep both of these in focus.
我的意念就是要把这两个同时放在我做牧师的这个责任上面。
In fact, we have adopted a new vision statement. A vision statement, preferred future.
我们有一个新的意向。
And our desire is that more people come to Christ and more become like Christ.
我们是希望有更多的人来到这个地方，就所作所为就是更像基督耶稣一样。
In other words, we want to do both the front half and the back half of the Great Commission.
所以我们决定要做的就是提摩太书第四章第二节跟第五章，第五节两个地方所讲的都要做到。
And no doubt you are familiar with the Great Commission found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20.
我想你们都知道，在马太福音二十八章最后一段，主耶稣所教导我们的大使命。
Which says this. Go ahead and read that, please.
所以我要你们去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now you know this comes at the end of Jesus' ministry on earth.
这是在基督耶稣要离世之前所教导给门徒的。
And his instructions to the disciples are they are to go.
他给门徒的教训是叫他们去。
And to make disciples.
去使人来做基督耶稣的跟随者。
And we know in the original languages.
在原文上面。
That make disciples is an imperative.
基督耶稣的的跟随者是一个命令。
And the words going, baptizing, and teaching are participles. Do you have participles in Mandarin?
Oh. Oh, 去和受洗是分开来，分词。
And so the idea is that in order to make a disciple, you have to go. You make a disciple by going, by baptizing, and by teaching.
要使人来做基督耶稣的跟随者，是要去，然后要为他们施洗。
So we can't leave out any one of those important focus areas.
所以我们不能把其中的任何一项给忽略掉。
We must help people come to Christ.
我们必须要帮助人能够来到基督耶稣的面前。
And then we must help them become like Christ.
我们要让他们能够像基督耶稣。
Now, how important was that to Jesus?
这样做有什么样的重要性呢？
It was extremely important.
非常非常的。
In fact, at the very beginning of his ministry, it started with calling men to be his fishermen. He was going to teach them how to fish for men.
在基督耶稣刚出来传道的时候，他是要叫那些他的跟随者出来做 fisherman， 出来做鱼打鱼的人。
And then at the end of his ministry, you have Acts chapter 1 verse 8, where now he's telling them to go out and to go fishing, to be fishers of men.
在使徒行传第一章第八节特别讲到说，也就是在基督耶稣要离世的时候，他特别讲说要你们去做去得人如得鱼的工作。
Let me just make this as personal as I can for you, because this is a very personal matter for me.
我想把这个来用一种很亲密的方式来解释，因为这我觉得是一个很对我是一个很个人化的。
One of the struggles that we will have if you're a Christ follower is going and helping those who are outside His family come to know Jesus as their Savior.
有一件很困难的事，就是我们出去跟那些人的家庭或者他们能够讲传福音，让他们能够接受基督耶稣。
And yet, this is absolutely crucial to what it is the Lord wants us to do.
但是这是一件非常非常重要的事情，这是基督耶稣所教导我们一定要做的事情。
And I think when this really hit me upside the head and it became very personal for me was when I was at a conference at Dallas Theological Seminary.
这件事情是我在达拉斯是一个会议里面，这件事情突然就在我心里面有一个很大的感动，让我觉得这是一件很重要的事情。
And I heard somebody explain Luke chapter 15.
我听到有人跟我解释路加福音第十五章。
You familiar with Luke chapter 15?
你们熟悉这段经文吗？
You remember Jesus tells three stories in a row to illustrate the same truth.
基督耶稣在那个地方讲了三个故事。
Because he had been criticized for hanging around with unbelievers.
因为当地的人曾经批评他说他在那边都是跟一些没有相信的人在一起。
Because he had spent so much time at unbelievers' homes, eating with them, drinking with them.
他花了那么多的时间跟那些还没有相信的人在那边跟他们吃，跟他们喝。
And so the religious leaders were there questioning what he was doing.
所以当时在那边的宗教领袖很对耶稣提出了很大的挑战。
And it's like Jesus wanted to say one more time, listen, this is how much lost people matter to me.
所以基督耶稣给他们讲了最后一次的解释，说这些人对我实在是太重要。
And so he told the story of the lost sheep.
所以他讲了这个失去的羊的故事。
And he said, if there was one lost sheep out of 100, what do you do?
他讲到说，若一百只羊里面有一只你失去了其中的一只，你会怎么做？
You go out and you look for that sheep until you find it.
耶稣基督就自己回答他说，你看到那只迷失的羊，你一定会出去外面把它找回来。
What Jesus was saying is, even if there's only one lost person outside the walls of this church,
这句话的意思就是基督耶稣在隐含的意思就是说，如果外面有一个人没有信主，你也会去外面把他找回来。
That one lost person matters to me.
那个迷失的人对我是很重要的。
And they deserve an all-out search.
他值得我尽所有的力量去把他找回来。
And when that lost person is found,
当我发现了那个人以后。
Then we're going to have a party.
我们会办一个宴会。
And we're going to celebrate like all the angels in heaven are celebrating that one lost who is found.
我们会有各种不同的庆祝，就像天使也会在天上帮那个迷失的人找回来的庆祝一样。
And then Jesus told a second story.
基督耶稣接下去又讲了第二个故事。
He said there was a woman who had 10 coins and she lost one.
有一个妇人，她有十个铜板，但是她掉了一个。
And what does she do when she lost that coin? Does she just say, "Oh well, I've got 9 others. It's okay"?
她会怎么做呢？她如果说她会说我还有九个，所以不要紧吗？
Now she went and searched for the coin until she found it.
当然她会去寻找那个铜她掉的铜板，
然后
她发现。
And when she found that coin, she celebrated. She had a party.
当她找到那个铜板以后，她一样的庆祝。
And then Jesus told the story of a father who lost one of his two sons.
第三个故事，耶稣基督讲到说，一个父亲他失去了他其中一个儿子。
The son ran off and spent all that he had on evil, godless living.
这个孩子是一个浪子，他离开了父亲以后，就去外面把父亲所有的钱都花光了。
But there was a day where he came to his senses.
所以有一天他醒悟了。
And he came home.
他回到家里。
And when that lost son came home, the father threw a party.
当那个浪子回到家以后，我们看到圣经的记载是说，那个父亲又办了一个宴会。为什么呢？
Because every lost person matters to God.
因为每一个迷失的人对神都是很重要。
And as long as there's one lost person outside God's family, we need to be searching for them.
只要有一个人还没有相信基督耶稣，我们都要把他找回来。
And doing what it is that Jesus said we should do, seek to save the lost.
我们应该做的就是像基督耶稣所教导我们的，我们要找寻他，把他找回来，把他拯救回来。
Now, are we doing that?
我们有在做这件事吗？
Are we doing that as individuals?
我们以个人的力量来做这件事吗？
Are we doing that as a church?
我们教会有做这件事吗？
I would say we're not doing that very well.
我必须要讲的是，我们并没有把这件事做得很好。
You know why I say that?
你知道为什么我这样讲吗？
50% of the churches in America did not grow last year by one person having come to faith in Christ.And came into that membership of that church.
有一半的美国教会根据统计，他们并没有有成长，是一个新的人，一个刚信主耶稣的，在这个教会里面信主耶稣基督，都是从别的地方过来，或者是从别的教会过来。
70-80% of churches that grow because people are leaving other churches and coming to their church.
70-80% 的人也是这样。你们可以看一下上面那个投影片。
And the studies say that 95% of Americans never leave one person to faith in Christ.
95%的基督徒从来就没有带一个人来到教会让他信主。
I would say that's a problem.
我觉得这是一个很大的问题。
And I would say that says that we're not doing what it is that God wants us to do to save lost people.
我必须要说，这个实在是我们没有照基督耶稣的教训来做传福音的工作。
Can I be honest with you?
让我诚实的跟你们讲。
Having lived here in the Silicon Valley now for 18 months,
我住在这里已经18个月了。
I think this is a very hard place to be a strong evangelist for Jesus Christ.
我觉得这个地方实在是一个很困难的地方，做一个传福音的人。
But that doesn't let us off the hook.
但是这并不表示说我们有借口可以不要做。
God wants us to have an impact.
神要让我们在这个地方有一些影响。
Because the fields here are white for harvest.
因为这里的工厂实在是太大了，而且我们可以看到可以收割的地方实在太多。
In fact, since I've come, I got to know a person who is an unofficial chaplain at Stanford University.
来到这里以后，我认识了一个人，他是斯坦福大学的一个教牧，他是一个不是一个正式的学校的教牧。
His name is Jim Stump.
他的名字叫做 Stump.
We had Jim speak recently at the church here.
前几个礼拜我请他来这个教会做一个演讲。
And Jim is leading university students to faith in Jesus Christ almost every week at Stanford.
这个 Stump 先生他是在 Stanford 大学里面带领学生来相信基督耶稣。
Most of them are athletes, football players,
大部分人都是足球员、
baseball players,
棒球员、
tennis players,
网球员。
He works with all three of those teams.
他跟这三个 team, 棒球、网球、足球的队员。
And you know what he's found?
你知道他发现什么吗？
The fields are white for harvest.
就像我刚刚讲的，这个工厂实在是已经可以收割的太。
Even among brilliant intellectual students,
即使在那些极度聪明的那些学生里面，
they know they need something more than they have right now.
他们知道他们需要某些东西。
And you say, well, I don't hardly ever see that happen in my life.
也许你会自己跟你自己讲说，我好像从来没有这个感觉。
But we don't see it happen in our church as much as we would like to see it happen.
我们没有在这个在我们的教会里面生活里面看到这些常常发生。
And you say why not？
为什么呢
？Well, I think the Apostle Paul helps us know why。
我想使徒保罗已经告诉我们。
Back to Colossians chapter 4。
就回到刚刚的哥罗西书第四章。
I like to remember there are four key ways to become a more effective witness for Christ.
我要在这里跟你们分享有四个方法可以跟宣讲神的福音。
And I know that this will not translate the same way into the Mandarin language.
我知道这个很困难翻译成中文。
But I'm going to give them to you nonetheless this way, and Sheeman can figure out what to do about it.
我尽我的力量看看怎么样。
All right. I call these the four eyes.For being more effective in your witnessing.
我叫它四个 I， 这是英文字母的 I。
So you could think of in American language wearing glasses or four eyes. To be a reminder.
就是四个英文单词是从 I 开头的字。
The first I is intercede.
第一个 I 是 intercede， 就是代祷代求的意思。
Or pray for open doors.
就是。求主为你开，求神为你开这个门。
And you see this in verses 2-4, don't you, in Colossians?
在哥罗西书第四章四到二二到四节的地方。
He says, devote yourselves to prayer.
你要把你自己，你要很认真的祷告。
And pray that God would open a door.
求神为你开门。
And pray that I would proclaim it clearly.
求神让我能够把话语讲得很清楚。
You know, when I think about praying for God to open doors, I think about a missionary named John Hyde.
当我想到这段经文的时候，我就想到一个十八世纪的一个宣教士，叫做 John Hyde， 海德先生。
John Hyde lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
他是一个十九世纪到二十世纪的人。
And he prayed diligently that God would open doors for him to be a witness.
他很认真的祷告，他祷告什么呢？他就是祷告希望。他能够在神国里面能够很认真的传福音。
But he didn't pray casually. He prayed fervently because he believed these people all around him desperately needed Jesus Christ.
他不是有空才祷告，他是很认真的把所有的时间都花在祷告上面。
And so as he looked around and saw all these lost people, he prayed for their salvation.
所以他看到他周围有这么多还没有信主的人。
In fact, he made a covenant commitment to God.
所以他在祷告的时候跟神这样要求。
He prayed that God would open at least the heart of one person a day that he would have an opportunity to lead to faith in Christ.
他跟神求说，他能够有每一天都能够碰到一个人，一个还没有信神的人，能够带领他信主。
Isn't that great? And God did that.
这不是一件很好的事吗？神答应他。
At the end of praying that way, after a year, 400 people had come to faith in Christ through his life.
所以经过海德先生这样的祷告，神答应了他，在一年之后，一共有400个人相信了主耶稣。
Because John prayed and he diligently sought out sharing the gospel with those who didn't know Christ.
所以这就是因为海德先生他不停止的祷告的结果。
And that got him so excited that the second year he prayed that God would have given an opportunity to lead two people to faith in Christ every day.
第二年他来到神的面前继续祷告，还是不停的祷告。他这次他跟神要求说，每天给我两个人还没有信主的人。
And at the end of that year, 800 had come to faith in Christ.
一年过了以后，有800个人相信了主耶稣。
And that got him so excited that the third year he started praying that God would let him lead four people to Christ every day.
他越来越兴奋，到第三年的时候，他要求神给他每年有四个人，每天有四个人。
And at the end of that year, 1,600 had come to faith in Christ.
所以一年之后有1,600个人还没有信主的人相信主耶稣。
You know, I don't know how many people the Lord wants to use us to lead faith to faith in Christ.
我不知道神在我们身上的旨意是什么，有多少人要让我们带领来到基督耶稣的跟前。
But I do know He wants us to seek to save the lost.
但是我知道有一点是不会变的，他要我们去找。
And the Bible even says it this way: He who is wise wins souls. He who is wise wins souls.
他是有智慧的，在寻求这个，在寻找灵魂。
So it should be our heart to ask God to do what Paul was saying: pray for open doors.
所以我们在我们的心里面，我们应该要想到说，我们要祷告来寻求一个世上的灵魂。
So how does this work?
要怎么做呢？
You get up in the morning, you say, God, open the door for me today.
你早上起来跟神祷告说，请你帮我开门。
Open a door for me to share the gospel with somebody who doesn't know you.
请你让我开门，能够把我的所知道的福音能够传出去。
Or somebody who's walked away from you and they need to come back.
或者是有些人离开了教会，他们需要再回来。
And you know, I find that more often than not, when I pray that prayer, God opens doors.
我常常发现我在祷告求神帮我开门的时候。
It happened this week.
就是这样，就事情就这样就发生了，人就在我面前。
Thursday morning, I got up and I prayed, Lord, would you open a door today?
礼拜四的时候，这个礼拜四我起来就是这样祷告，求你为我开门。
And then I went to 24-hour fitness to exercise.
我到一个健身中心去运动。
And on Thursday, I exercised by taking the cycling class.
我去参加那里面的一个那个。
Spinning, bicycle, stationary.
脚踏车的那个运动的那个。
Yeah, maybe you've seen those crazy people that ride those bicycles inside the gym.
我想你们一定也看过，在健身中心有看到那些人在很奋力的在骑那些脚踏车。
I'm one of them. I do that twice a week.
我是其中的一个，你们可能。
For about 45 minutes at a time. It's terrible.
我每个礼拜做两次，每次45分钟。
And after the class, I walked outside and I saw a person who was in the class with me.
课完了以后，我走到外面去，看到一个跟我在一起上课的人。
And I said, that was a crazy class today, don't you think?
我就跟他聊天，我说刚刚那个真是很可怕的一个。
And he said, I agree, and we started talking to each other in the parking lot.
他说对，我同意，然后他们两个就开始讲起话来。
And he said, what do you do for a living?
他说你在做什么呢？
I said, I'm a pastor.
我说我是一个牧师。
Now, I've learned that when you say I'm a pastor,
我从以前就知道，当我跟人家讲说我是一个牧师的时候，
you better say something else really quick.
我最好赶快再接下去讲一些话。
Otherwise, they run away.
要不然他们马上就跑掉了。
So I said, after I said I'm a pastor,
所以当我说了我是牧师以后，
do you have any spiritual beliefs?
我就问他说你有没有一些信仰。
That's my favorite question to ask.
这是我最喜欢问的问题。
And he told me, well, I do, and I guess that my life recently actually is reevaluating my beliefs.
他就说我有，但是我现在也就是开始重新在想我自己的生活。
Because of the problems I'm faced with right now.
因为我现在人生上遇到一些问题。
And you know what? We ended up having a 15-minute conversation about God in that parking lot.
你知道吗？我们在那里就这样讲起来，讲了大概有15分钟，就是在停车场的地方。
Outside 24-hour fitness.
在那个健身中心外面的停车场。
And then I gave him my card.
我把我的。
I said anything I can do to help you, call or write.
我跟他讲说，如果什么东西我可以帮你的话，请你打电话给我。
And he wrote me later on that afternoon.
所以他下午写了个 email 给我。
And he said that conversation you had with me today it really helped.
他指出，今天我们在停车场的讲话对他个人很有帮助。
Now he didn't kneel down in the parking lot and receive Christ.
他没有在当场就跪下来说我要接受耶稣。
But it was an open door.
但是这个就可以看成。
And you know, I think God will open those doors if we pray like that.
我想对我们每个人都是，如果我们
Not only was Paul saying to intercede or pray for open doors,
不只是保罗讲到说要为要要代祷要哦啊要要开这个门
But the second I identify, identify whether or not it's an open door.
第二个 I 的意思是说要确认要要认清楚
So he says, be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders.
你要有智慧跟外人讲话的时候
How do you be wise in knowing whether or not the door is open?
你要怎么样知道你讲的话有智慧呢？当你还不是很确认说你的门已经打开。
Well, here are two things I do.
我自己是做两件事情。
Make open-ended statements.
我讲话的时候不要讲的太死，有弹性。
Jesus made open-ended statements.
耶稣也是这样做。
John chapter 4, he was talking to the woman at the well. Remember that?
耶稣在约翰福音第四章的时候，有跟一个女人在井边，撒玛利亚的女人在井边讲话。
And he said to this woman at the well, he said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that ask you for a drink."
你如果知道这个恩赐，也知道说是这个水是给你的，你一定会问，你一定会问这个人。
See what is Jesus doing there? He's making an open-ended statement.
所以耶稣在那边并没有把话讲完，他是就做了一个很有弹性的一个。
I have something you need.
我有一些东西是你需要的。
And he's waiting to see what response she would make.
他在等着看你的反应是怎么样。
A couple of weeks ago, took a ride with my neighbor in his pickup.
几个月以前，我跟我的邻居在一个 pickup 上面。
And my neighbor is far from God.
我的那个邻居，他是从来就不信神。
And we've had some spiritual conversations.
我们有一些在灵里面的谈话。
And so our out riding around, he's telling me about his family and his commitment to his family.
他在路上就一路跟我讲说，他对他家里的一些承诺，他的一些责任。
And I said to him, you know, his name's Mike. I said, Mike, you have the values of a Christian.
他的名字叫 Mike. 他就牧师就跟他讲说，你有这个特质，成为一个基督徒。
You have the values of a person that's a Christ follower.
你有这个特质，可以做一个基督耶稣的跟随者。
When it comes to your family,
当我们谈到你的家庭的时候
，And I said that on purpose.
我是故意那样讲。
I wanted to see what he would say.
我就要看看他的反应是怎么样。
I wanted to see if it was an open door.
我要看看那个是不是神给我开了一扇门。
You know what he said?
你知道他怎么回答吗？
He said, well, I don't know about that values part of it.
我觉得你讲的那个我很有那个特质的那个部分很好。
That's good to know.
我很高兴知道这件事。
But the God part of it?
但是讲到神这件事。
I don't want anything to do with it.
我先不要，你就先不要讲好了。
Now, I would call that a closed door.
我会把这个来形容成是关门。
And that's okay.
也是可以的。
All we're trying to do is not knock the door down. We're trying to see if it's open.
我们所要做的只是看看那个门是不是开了，要确认那个门是不是开了，并不是要把那个门给打掉。
So pray for open doors.
所以我们要祷告，要代求。
Identify if the door is open.
我们要看到那个门，我们要能够想一个方法去确认那个门是开的。
By making an open-ended statement.
就是像刚刚所讲的，做一个很有弹性的一个讲话。
Or by asking a question.
或者是直接就问一个问题。
Do you remember Philip asked a question to the eunuch in Acts chapter 8?
在使徒行传第八章的时候，腓力问了一个问题。
This eunuch was reading from the scroll of Isaiah.
有一个太监他在读以赛亚书。
And Philip said, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
腓力问他说，你了不了解你在读什么呢？
He said, "That's a spiritually revealing question."
这是一个很属灵的一个问题。
And my favorite question, you've already heard it, to ask a person.
你们知道我最喜欢问的问题是什么
？Is do you have any spiritual beliefs?
你们有没有什么信仰上？你们有没有什么信仰
？If you don't have a question, memorize that one.
如果你们没有问，你们没有什么问题，把我刚刚这个问题记住的话
，And start using it.
就你们可以学我，就用这样的。
Start using it this week.
就开始在这个礼拜里面用它。
You can ask a person their name.
你可以问那个人的名字。
You can say, where do you have a job at?
你在哪里工作？
Where do you live?
你在哪里住？
Do you have a family?
你有没有家庭？
Do you have any spiritual beliefs?
你有没有什么信仰？
What kind of food do you enjoy?
你吃什么？你喜欢吃什么？
You can make it a part of your conversation.
都可以把这些融入到你的对话当中。
And what you will find is where a person is in terms of an open door.
所以在这些问题当中，你就可以看到这些人是不是神给你开的一个门。
Had another conversation this week with Andrea.
24-hour
fitness.
也在健身中心。
She's like one of the five people there that's not wearing headphones.
她是在那边仅有的五个人不在那边戴耳机。
It's real hard to talk to people that are wearing headphones. You notice this?
在健身中心大部分人都戴耳机在听音乐，那个时候就很难跟他们讲话。
And so Andre and I have talked about spiritual things while we're on those elliptical machines. I hate those.
我跟他讲过几次话，在那个就是训练肚子那些上面。
But all we're doing is we're hopefully being used by God to help her come to faith in Christ.
我就是想要借这个机会能够把神的话告诉她，能够带她来神的面前。
I intercede.
我代祷。
Identify.
我确认。
Third key, invest.
第三个是投资。
And what he's saying here is make investments of time, words, and gifts.
我们在这边讲的就是要投资你的时间、你的恩赐，还有你的时间。
Make the most of every opportunity. That's time.
把所有的抓住所有的机会，那就是时间的意思。
Last Halloween.
上个万圣节。
We went around to all of our neighbors and we gave them a flyer inviting them to our house for Halloween.
我在我们的邻居的周围的邻居，我们给他们一个单张，请他们来我们家有一个party.
That's an investment of time.
这是我花的时间。
And we said,
我们刚刚讲
we're going to have hot dogs and chili at our house on the front yard.
我们会有热狗跟 chili 在我们家里。
Chili beans.
Chili beans.
Say pork and beans. Beans. But anyway, so we had fun with our neighbors who came.
所以那天我们有很高兴的一个晚上。
About 30 neighbors came.
有三十个邻居来到我家里。
And you know what they said to me? Some that have lived in the neighborhood for 30 years.
其中有几个跟我讲说，他们在这个住宅区已经住了三十年。
They said that nobody had ever done that with them in the neighborhood.
从来就没有人邀请我们到他家去。
Why?
为什么呢?
Well, we just took some time.
我们只是不过花了一点时间而已。
To make an investment in the lives of people in our neighborhood.
去做一个在人家生命的一个投资。
We also invest by our words.
我们也是一样用我们的讲话。
And so Paul says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly, the gospel.
所以保罗在这个地方讲到说，我们要能够把它传讲的清楚。
You know, when the earthquake hit in Japan,
你们知道前几个月在日本大地震的时候，
our immediate neighbor next to us is from Japan.
我们的邻居，隔壁的邻居就是从日本来的。
Masato and his wife.
叫 Masato 先生。
And I've already met them and had them over to our house for Halloween.
我已经请过他们来我家过 Halloween 的时候。
And hot dogs. And so I was praying, Lord, give me an opportunity to somehow help our neighbors after this earthquake. And I was walking around the block. And by the way, I've noticed Asians do a lot of walking. I think it's wonderful.
我注意到亚洲人中常常在邻居街上。
So you have opportunities like this all the time.
所以我相信我们一定有很多的机会可以做这个事情。
And I was praying, Lord, if you want me to talk to Masato, make it possible.
我跟神求说，如果你要让我跟这个 Masato 先生讲话，请帮我开扇门。
And as they came up on their house, their garage door opened.
当我走到他家门口的时候，他的那个车库的门正好打开来。
And I thought that's an open door.
我就想说，太好了，这就是。
So the whole family came out.
他们整家人都出来了。
And I said,
我跟他们讲，
How you doing?
你们还好吗？
What's happened in Japan?
你们还好吗？这个地震对你们有没有影响？
Do you have family there?
你们有没有家人还在日本？
Do you have friends there?
有没有朋友还在那里？
And of course they do.
当然他们有。
And I said, Tell me a little bit about what it's been like for them.
告诉我一点他们的状况。
And we talked and I ended it by saying, May I pray for you?
我最后我就用
And they looked at me surprised.
他们看我觉得很惊讶。
Like this Caucasian American is asking them to pray.
看到我这个白人长相的人愿意让他们祷告。
That would be wonderful.
他说太好了。
So I got the children over there.
我叫他们孩子一起来。跟他们的父亲。
And I got them together in a huddle, and I put my arms around them, and I had them put their arms around each other, and I prayed for them.
我把他们都拥抱起来。
That's an investment of words.
这是我在他们身上用话语的一个投资。
Have they come to faith in Christ yet? No.
他们相信神了吗？
But is it possible that in making that kind of an investment into their life, they might?
但是是不是有可能让他们在日后有这个机会，因为我的话语 的缘故，他们会相信神呢？
Yes.
是有可能。
Are you doing that?
你们有在做这样的事吗？
Last I, invite.
最后一个 I 是邀请。
Invite them to take the next step toward Jesus.
邀请他们来到这个相信基督耶稣的最后一个步骤。
And you may know the passage in John chapter 1.
你们看到约翰福音第一章。
Where Jesus is calling his first followers.
耶稣基督在叫腓力，这是他所选召的第一个门徒。
And just notice as you look at it on the screen, that Philip found Nathanael.
腓力甫去找了拿但业。腓力去找了拿但业。
And Nathanael is skeptical about whether or not this could be the Messiah.
但是拿但业他心存怀疑，他在想说这个就是我们的弥赛亚吗？
So what did Philip say to him?
你看到腓力说什么话，跟他说什么话呢？
He said, come and see.
腓力跟他说，你就来看吧。
He's inviting him to take the next step.
他在邀请他来走下一步。
And we can invite our friends to take the next step.
我们可以一样邀请我们的朋友来走这下一步。
Had somebody come in for counseling, they're not a Christian.
可以请他们来接受諮商，如果他们还不是基督徒的话。
So we talked about spiritual things.
我们讲到可以讲一些属灵的事情。
And I said, you know, why don't you come to Easter? I think it could help you spiritually.
我可以跟他讲说，你为什么不在复活节的时候来到我们中间？我可以跟你聊一聊。
And he came to Easter.
所以他在复活节就来到我们。
It really helped him.
对他是帮助很大。
And then we did an event as a church.
后来我们又有一个教会 的活动。
We called it Man Day.
是男人的聚会。
And we just did a bunch of man stuff.
就是讲一些男人的事情。
And I asked him to come to Man Day.
我就邀请这些人来到男人的聚会。
And while he was here, he heard the gospel again.
他又听到了我们所在这边讨论的福音。
And then he came back a couple weeks later for another counseling session with me.
所以他在几个月以后又来到几个礼拜以后又来到中间跟我做一些协谈的諮商的谈话。
And after all of that, he then bowed the knee to receive Jesus as his Savior.
在这所有之后，他终于跪下来说他要接受基督耶稣。
But it wouldn't have happened without his exposure to these other events where he was around other Christians.
但是这个麦克他接受主的这个事情并不可能会发生，如果之前没有那么多准备的工作的话。
So invite him to take a step toward God, whatever that might be.
所以当你看到有朋友已经在这个时候的时候，你就邀请他们来走这最后的一个 step 一个步骤。
Dawson Trotman, the founder of Navigators, once said this.
有一个人他是这个导航者的创办人。
The difference between catching men and catching fish.
他说钓鱼跟钓人最大的差别是。
Is that you catch fish that are alive and they die.
你钓鱼的时候鱼本来是活着但是你钓上来以后它就死了。
But you catch men that are dead and you bring them back to life.
当你得人的时候那个人本来是死的但是你把生命给了他。
And that's what God wants us to do.
是神要我们做的事情。
So we want to be a church.
我们希望我们是一个
that helps believers grow in Christ.
帮助已经信主的人能够成长。
And helps unbelievers come to Christ.
也帮助那些还没有信主的人能够来到基督耶稣。
And we can do this more.
我们可以做更多。
If we will intercede,
如果我们能够代祷、代祷、
identify,
能够确认、
and invest,
投资、
and invite,
邀请。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we want,
天父，我们在这里。
Through our lives,
在我们的生命里面。
To help those who are outside of your family.
能够帮助那些还没有相信你的人。
Come into your family through Jesus.
来到我们这个大家庭里面来认识耶稣。
So we pray you would open doors.
所以我们在这边求你能够为我们开一扇门。
And you would use us.
可以使用我们。
And this church.
在这个教会。
Would grow.
我们能够使基督徒成长。
Because of what happens in the lives of people through us to others.
我们之所以能够成长，是因为在我们周围里面有很多为我们所投下精力的人。
Not for growth's sake, but because people desperately need Christ.
基督耶稣 在周围的人有很多人是急切的需要有耶稣基督在他们生命里。
And so we pray they would be saved even today.
所以我们在这边恳切的求他们能够被你拯救。
And if you are here and you don't have a relationship with God through Christ,
今天在这里，如果你还没有认识主耶稣基督，
Jesus wants to save you today.
请你知道耶稣基督要拯救你。
And he will.
他会的。
If you ask him to save you from your sins,
如果从你的心里面你跟他求，你跟他要说，求你拯救你的名。
Trust in him alone for salvation.
相信他会给你带来救恩。
Do that today.
就在今天就做他，做。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.